Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Dread Time Stories. I'm your host, Dr. Phobia. And tonight, dear patients, tonight's episode's going to be a little special. I've been going through these submitted stories, both real and fictional, and I came across two stories sent in by an author that goes by the moniker Silver Maple Mountain. So I've decided to read two stories from this individual this evening. So sit back, relax, and enjoy what I'm calling Dates with Demons. As I swiped through profiles on Tinder, I stumbled upon one that instantly caught my attention. The photo showcased a charming smile and sparkling eyes, accompanied by a witty bio. Intrigued, I decided to take a chance and swipe right. To my amazement, we matched almost instantly and started chatting, exchanging jokes, and getting to know each other. Her name was Emily, and she seemed perfect. We shared similar interests and had an undeniable connection through our conversation. We agreed to meet for a date at a quaint little coffee shop in the heart of the city. As I entered the cafe, I scanned the room, eagerly searching for Emily. My heart skipped a beat when I spotted her sitting at a table near the window. As I approached, I noticed that Emily's smile didn't match her eyes. They seemed hollow, devoid of any warmth or emotion. Brushing it off, I pulled out the chair and sat across from her, trying to ignore the uneasiness creeping up within me. The conversation began smoothly, but there was an underlying sense of discomfort. Emily's words were sharp, laced with bitterness that contradicted her online persona. Her laughter felt forced, a facade to mask something underneath. Unnerved, I attempted to change the topic, hoping to bring back that initial spark we had found online. But as I spoke, Emily's demeanor shifted. Her once charming smile twisted into a menacing grin, and her eyes seemed to pierce through my soul. With a sinister tone, Emily began to recount personal details about me that I'd never disclosed during our conversation. She knew my deepest fears, my hidden insecurities. I felt exposed and vulnerable, trapped in a situation I couldn't comprehend. In a desperate attempt to escape, I quickly rose from my seat, my heart pounding in my chest. But Emily's grip tightened around my arm, her touch cold as ice. Panic consumed me as I struggled to break free, and the room began to spin around me. In a terrifying instant, the cafe transformed into a nightmarish scene. The once familiar faces of the customers morphed into grotesque figures, their eyes hollow and their smiles distorted. The air turned heavy, suffocating, as if I had stepped into another realm. The last thing I remember is Emily's chilling laughter echoing in my ears as the darkness enveloped me. Days later, I woke in a hospital bed, my mind plagued with fragments of a terrifying encounter. The doctors couldn't explain what happened. They all dismissed it as a psychological episode. But deep down, I knew the truth. Emily was more than a person on a dating app. She was a sinister presence, a predator lurking behind a digital facade. Tinder had become the gateway to my own personal horror story, a reminder that not everything is as it seems in the realm of online connections. Just as I was collecting my thoughts, my phone chimed with the notification tone. I picked it up and froze. It was a text message from an unknown number saying, "I had a great time, and I hope to see you again real soon." As a single woman trying to date in the modern world, I found myself intrigued with the promise of romance that online dating apps supposedly offered. After trying various platforms, I stumbled upon Plenty of Fish. The name itself was ominous, but like a moth to the flame, I couldn't resist its allure. One night while browsing the app, I came across a profile that immediately caught my attention. The username was Enigmatic Eyes, and his name was Darren. His pictures depicted a handsome man with a mysterious aura. His profile was sparse, but it contained a single cryptic message. Let's dive into the depths of love together. Despite my better judgment, curiosity got the best of me, and I decided to message him. To my surprise, he responded almost instantly, and our conversation quickly turned from something casual to intense discussions about life, love, and our deepest thoughts. The more we talked, the more I became enchanted by Darren. His words were like sweet poison, luring me into a world of passion and mystery. But as the days passed, something began to feel off. He would only talk to me late at night, and his stories became increasingly eerie, filled with tales of lost souls and broken hearts. However, the strangest part is that he seemed to know everything about me. He mentioned events from my past that I had never shared with him, secrets that I had kept away from even my closest friends. Paranoia began to creep in, but every time I tried to pull away, he would pull me back with promises of eternal love. One fateful evening, he suggested we meet in person at a secluded spot by the lake. Against my better judgment, I agreed, unable to resist the allure of Darren. As I arrived at the designated spot, a sense of foreboding began to wash over me. The lake shimmered in the pale moonlight, but its beauty was overshadowed by an eerie silence that enveloped the surroundings. I saw a figure standing by the water's edge, his face partially concealed in the shadows. It had to be Darren. As I approached, my heart pounded in my chest, and I couldn't shake the feeling that something was terribly wrong. His eyes gleamed with an otherworldly intensity as he beckoned me closer. But just as I was about to take another step, the moon emerged from behind a cloud, illuminating his face. Horror consumed me as I beheld a sight straight from my worst nightmares. Darren had no eyes at all, just empty gaping sockets staring into my soul. I stumbled back, trying to escape the chilling presence, but it was far too late. He moved with unnatural speed, grabbing a hold of me with a grip that felt like icy death. You can't escape love, my dear, he whispered in a voice that seemed to echo from the abyss. Fear paralyzed me as he pulled me closer, his cold breath caressing my neck. You wanted a love that would consume you, didn't you? He hissed. Well, now, you shall have it. I screamed for help, but my cries were drowned out by the sound of the howling wind through the trees. As his grip tightened, I felt myself being dragged towards the dark waters of the lake, and a sense of despair engulfed me. In that moment, I realized the true nature of the app, Plenty of Fish. It wasn't a platform to find love. It was a portal to a realm of malevolence, where sinister entities preyed upon the vulnerable hearts of unsuspecting souls. Well, that'll make you think twice about swiping right now, won't it? That, dear patients, was Dates with Demons. I hope you enjoyed it and thank you for listening. Also, a big thank you to Silver Maple Mountain for sending me these awesome stories. If you have a story you'd like to submit to the channel, please send it to dreadtimemail@gmail.com. Just make sure you put how you'd like to be addressed and credited for your work. Now, like I always say in closing, check under your bed, look in your closet, and sleep with the light on. The life you save may very well be your own. Good night, everyone.